Running with wolves and I'm on the prowl. Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Time for a new Rock Number Flirting this week with Chandler and Brandy. Brandy with us on the phone right now, who happened to find a box of condoms in her boyfriend's car after a weekend of partying at the track. Good morning, Brandy. So what happened?
He was at the Copa on Saturday night before the race, and I couldn't go because I had a work hospitality on Sunday.
A little 500 partying over the weekend for your boyfriend, Chandler.
Right. But it was like him and ten of his friends. And I know it wasn't all guys, obviously. His friends invited some girls.
Okay.
Right.
And so on Tuesday, I helped him clean out his trash and all that and just kind of clean out the car. And I came across a box of opened condoms.
Do you think there's a chance at all that maybe they belong to his buddy and somehow just got in his car or something?
I don't know. I've just kind of been suspicious about all this weekend. He didn't really say much about what happened. He just kind of was like acting different. We never really talked about anything that happened, and, like, I asked him, and he just, like, changed the subject right away. So
that sounds sketchy to me. In girl world, like, you can just automatically, the flags go up, and that sounds sketchy to me.
And anytime we've done this prior, the change of subject always seems like to
it's
be, like,
indicator.
A red flag, right?
Yeah.
I have a bad feeling that something happened, you know? Like, just one of those eerie feelings.
Brandy, stay on the phone. You are going to be able to hear everything they say. We're going to see if Chandler did more than just party this last Saturday night.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Chandler?
Yes.
Yes, Chandler. This is Raquel. I'm calling from the Coalition. I was just calling you. We had to track you through your license plate number due to some noise complaints that we received over the weekend about some actions that took place where you guys were parked in the Coke lot to, party a little bit too hard.
Say what? What are you talking about? I wasn't doing anything different than anyone else up there. Why would you call me?
Well, we just had several different complaints from various people who submitted complaints. There was a lot of noise, wrestling, slip and slide setup that was interfering with other people. But mainly what worried us was some of the noises coming late night. There were some worries that maybe someone could have been in pain or hurt.
The only noise we were making late night was with the ladies. I mean, come on. It's like Vegas. What happens in the Coke lot stays in the Coke lot.
Real? Okay, so
Chandler?
Chandler,
are you kidding me? 14 months and, like,
Brandy?
Our life, and it comes down to what happens in the Coke lot stays in the Coke lot? Are you kidding me right now?
Hey, Chandler? Chandler? It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9, and Chandler, you're on Wrong Number Flirting. That's your girlfriend, Brandy, and we're calling you because she found a half box of condoms while she was helping you clean out your car the other day.
Brandy? Those condoms weren't even mine. They must have come from Travis.
Why would someone be using condoms in your car? Do they not have their own setup that they could use? It's kind of weird.
I mean, he helped me pack up, and he could have left them in there.
Whatever. Chandler, you said only noise you were making was with the ladies. You said that. Are you kidding me right now? I mean, I loved you. I was doing everything because we were going to get married and have a future, and now you just throw it away on one night in the Coke lot? Are you kidding me?
And Chandler, you're trying to be defensive about it and put it off on Travis, but you just said what happens in the Coke lot stays in the Coke lot.
And obviously it doesn't, so you might as well just come clean right now.
I mean, we had a lot to drink, and hell, I don't even remember her name. We started playing Truth or Dare, and things just—they kind of went from there. I'm sorry.
I can't even hear. Are you admitting
Brandy,
right now that you just threw a relationship away after one night?
It wasn't intentional. I really do care about you.
I'm done, Chandler. I don't want to talk to you ever again. I cannot believe this.
Chandler, was one night worth your entire relationship?
We were hammering. She doesn't really mean anything to me. I really do care about you.
I mean, Chandler, basically what you're saying is you threw our relationship away after one night. Your sorry means nothing to me.
So you're saying that partying for one night and drinking your ass off meant more than your relationship with your girlfriend?
On Saturday night? Yes, it did.
Well, Chandler, that's absolutely pathetic. And did he really just say what happens in the Coke lot stays in the Coke lot after he's been dating his girl for, what, like 14, 15 months? Come on, man.
The sad part about this is, though, I've actually heard a couple other stories like this of relationships that had to end or they had to have the serious conversation because of things that happened this past weekend. So it's not, you know, not typical.
No,
I mean?
No, it's not. 239-1009. Phone line's open. One, what would you say to Chandler? And, you know, with the start of summer, like, this doesn't surprise me. Like, this stuff happens. Did you have to change your relationship over the weekend? Did you end your relationship as well? It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.
I threw a wish in the